This is Teenage Sports. I am your host, Michael Barra. Gonna be a tough topic for me. This is more of a personal episode about my personal sports teams. We're talking about DFW's teams. Those include the Texas Rangers, the Dallas Stars, the Dallas Mavericks, and the Dallas Cowboys. It looked like maybe a year ago it was going to be an up period, but now don't really know. So let's start with the worst one, the Texas Rangers. We suck. We're awful right now. Not a lot to look forward to. This team has never really been able to bring prospects up through the pipeline. I think we've got probably a maybe 20th best prospect for our farm system right now. Still haven't even signed Jack Leiter. I don't know how that hasn't happened yet. If he doesn't sign with us, I'm going to be super sad because that's the second pick in the draft that just got wasted. But yeah, I don't know what to say about this team. They built that new beautiful stadium. I would have thought they would have tried to put a compelling product in that stadium, but this team's awful. Joey in right field, he went on a big streak before the All-Star break, and I think he's come back to Joey Gallo level, batting .220. I mean, he'll get on probably .350 on base percentage because he walks so much, but Joey is probably going to get traded at the free agent trade deadline. I think we have Eli White playing in the outfield. Willie Calhoun can't stay healthy. Kiner's been just sluggish. I mean, there was a point where I think he was batting .280, .300 a month and a half ago, and it just seems like it's been downhill ever since he started talking about his All-Star votes that he just hasn't been the same. Curtis Terry just got called up. I don't know what he's doing. Kyle Gibson looks really good. He'll probably get traded too. And that's also one of my issues, is this will be the third time they've done this. They've been good at it. They're finding these pitchers who like need to be refurbished, like are still good, but are good, but they don't, a lot of teams don't see their true value. First it was Mike Minor. I think he got traded for pebbles, we may not even traded him, he may have walked. Lance Lynn, we got Dane Dunning and maybe something else. Well, Lance Lynn is potentially the Cy Young right now in the AL, so we traded him for Dane Dunning, who I think has like a 5 ERA, so not sure we really valued, you know, like I understand. And then Kyle Gibson, those three guys, Mike Minor, Lance Lynn, Kyle Gibson, all guys that were probably 4 ERA type guys. Mike Minor, I think, came off of a Tommy John. And, I mean, they all had really good Ranger seasons, traded them. And Mike Minor, I think he's fallen off a bit, but he's not been awful. Lance Lynn, obviously Cy Young. And then Gibson right now has got pitching to like a 2.5, I think. But he'll get traded and probably go pitch really good, and we'll get a bag of chips for a potential top 5 Cy Young pitcher. I understand he's probably 33 or something and doesn't have team control, but it just doesn't seem like we ever get anything from these, what will be the third refurbished pitcher that we have, and it doesn't seem like we're actually getting anything from it. At that point, we might as well just keep the old pitchers. And I mean, if we had Mike Minor, Lance Lynn, Kyle Gibson right now, I'm liking that a lot more than Kyle Gibson, Dane Dunning, Colby Allard. Like, so that's one of my big issues, is they just never can trade off their pieces to save themselves. To rebuild, you have to get young players, and you have to rebuild. And it just seems like we're continuing to just get good players and trade them for worse. And then those worse, who most teams would get prospects that are worth a dang, don't turn into anything. So just a quick rant. This team's bad. Justin Foscule, second baseman. I think our last year's first-round pick. A lot of people had a lot of doubt for him, but I think he's got – I think he just last night hit eight straight games. He had eight straight games with a homer. So he's looking good. Josh Jung, or Young, however you say it, he's promising. Sam Huff, hopefully, after the after the injury, he can get back up and play catcher for this team. Cole Wynn, Cole Raggins. I mean, there's guys, but it just doesn't seem like any of them are going to come up and do anything, because that's just what the Rangers do. We just haven't. I mean, Joey has been our one guy, it seems like. I mean, Adelise. I can't forget Adelise out in center. That one's been weird. He could potentially get traded. I think they're more keen to keeping him, but he's been really good. Probably our best offensive player other than Joey. But that wasn't, I mean, that wasn't our farm system. That was just, we acquired him somehow and he's been good, but who knows if he'll ever be good like this. I mean, he could fall off the face of the earth like next season. So still need to see more from him. Hopefully he doesn't, because he was an all-star. So hopefully we continue to see more from Adelise. Nick Solak. I mean, I like Solak. He was really good at the beginning of this year. He's kind of fallen off. Nate Lowe, super good at the beginning of the year. He's fallen off. There's just not much to like about this team, and I hope we can, for one, our number one priority should be signing Jack Leiter. I don't know how we haven't signed him yet, and if he goes back to Vandy or whatever that process is, I'm going to cry. But yeah, so that's my Rangers rant. This team doesn't look like they'll be contending for at least another 4 years, I'd say. The four-year ETA until we are competing for the number one in division. But that's 4 years of doing the correct stuff, and I just don't see the front office or anybody being able to do that right now. So I need to see some stuff. I think the Jack Leiter pick was a step in the right direction. I was just glad they didn't get a prep shortstop, but if we don't sign him, it doesn't matter. So next, who's probably the third worst? It's kind of hard because Mavs made the playoffs. I guess for third worst, probably be the Cowboys. But it'd be the Cowboys or the Stars. I think that Mavs really currently are the best. And we'll get to them last, I guess. But we'll do Cowboys now. Dak is back. He's throwing. I like the defensive approach that they went in the draft. A little voice crack there. Micah Parsons, no Sean Wright. They went super safety heavy with Keanu Neal. I think they just signed another. They signed Malik Hooker, who is kind of a big name. I was surprised he's still a free agent, but it's the injury thing. If he stays healthy, he's really good. He may be our starting safety. And Keanu Neal and Javon Kearse. And I like the approach. Obviously, we don't seem to always get the big old free agents. That's never been really Jerry's goal for the last 5 years. It's been signing the guys that you have back and trying to patch it up around them. But I mean, it's tough because at the beginning of every Cowboys season, I'm optimistic and I'm ready to see what this team can do. And Dak hopefully doesn't suffer from too many long-term effects from that injury. But is just going to be relying on Dak. You know, he has the weapons. Hopefully this O-line, after two of those players taking years off, Lyle Collins and Tyron both took a year off. Hopefully Connor Williams can come into himself. Tyler Bedage at center. Right guard. Who is going to play right guard? Zach Martin, the best one on the – I don't know why I always – maybe it's because he was hurt last year for the first time, so it was weird not seeing him on the field. But that's the best O-lineman that we have, one of the best in the league, if not the best right guard in the league. Wide receivers, I mean, if this offense can stay healthy, it should be a top five offense. That's not me just be trying to be a Cowboys fan. I mean, I think Dak is a top 10 quarterback when healthy. We'll see what he looks like. But he's throwing to Amari Cooper, Michael Gallup, and CeeDee Lamb. Blake Jarwin, Dalton Schultz. I mean, it's a lot of quarterbacks could figure out that with a good O-line. Because obviously we had a few quarterbacks that couldn't last year. But the O-line was awful. So hopefully this offense... It don't matter. Honestly, it doesn't matter how well Dak does. It doesn't. I mean, it does. But if this O-line can stay healthy and stay good, Zeke's going to be good. He's dropped down a ton of weight, like college, early college years weight. It's more just relying on what those O-linemen can do. If we can go back to, like, 2016 O-line or Dak's rookie year O-line, then I'm super confident because I think this defense can take a jump. I don't think it's going to be, because I would say we're the worst or the second worst defense last year. I don't think they're going to jump into the top 10, but I like the Micah Parsons, even though linebacker isn't of most importance. I want to see what Jalen Smith can do. Hopefully Lane can stay on the field. I still don't think we have enough pass rush, but hopefully they'll be smart, and or Dan Quinn will be smart and rush Micah Parsons and rush some of those linebackers to give help, because you're going to have DeMarcus Lawrence, who hopefully can get off some dang blocks this year, Randy, but I'm still not feeling confident with the D tackle and D line. That's probably still my biggest weakness, because I really do think they've attacked the safety thing, and I think corner is still scary. Our best corner is a second year dude, Trayvon Diggs, who's really, really good. But Anthony Brown hopefully will be good. Jordan Lewis, I believe, are both still on the roster. I think Cheeto is the only one that left, which is fine. He can get out of here. This team will be on Hard Knocks this year, which is, I mean, hopefully not a distraction, but shoot, who knows. Pretty much this is going to depend on if Dan Quinn is as smart as I think he can be, and if that O-line is good, because I'm confident. I've always been a Kellen Moore fan. I think he does good with what he has. And I think it's his third year, and he's only getting smarter and better. And Mike McCarthy is a smart offensive mind. We win a lot more games last year, even with the horrible quarterback play after Dak got hurt. We have a defense, so if the defense can give me like middle of the pack 15 best defense and the offense is a top five, I think that's a good win. It's hard to go to the next team, so we have the Stars and the Mavs. Stars last year didn't make the playoffs, but the year before that they were in the Stanley Cup, so it's hard to say which team is better, because the Mavs have been back-to-back first-round outs, I believe, to the Clippers, which is so annoying. Frick the Clippers. Let's talk about the Stars. A lot of them not making the playoffs was just based off of injuries. Tyler Seguin didn't play all year. He came back for like the last three games. Ben Bishop didn't, our star Vezina almost goalie a few years ago. Ben Bishop wasn't there, even though our goalie play was actually pretty dang good. But we just didn't have the scoring. Without Tyler Seguin being our first line captain, or not captain, but first line center. This team is interesting because they had the likes of like Jason Robertson, who came scorching in, was second in the Calder, or the Rookie of the Year for hockey, not too far off behind, I forgot his name, the Calder winner. I do apologize. This team has so much talent and so much young talent that I think if they just continue to add, the Seattle Kraken, they took Jamie Oleksiak from us in the draft, which sucks, but we do have some really good defensemen. Miro, I believe, just signed an 8-year deal, so we still have Miro, we still have Klingberg, still have Esa Lindell. We should have other young defensemen. Goalie is going to be super interesting because Ben Bishop will be back this year. Like I said, he actually waived his movement clause, so I was really hoping the Kraken would take him for one to get some of the money off, but off the cap, but also it wouldn't make the Stars have to make a decision because you don't carry three goalies on your roster. You just don't. So you carry the two. And last year, so I think 2 years ago, it was Ben Bishop who was your Vezina, very close to the Vezina. And then Anton Khudobin, this past season, when was our hero. You know, he went through the playoffs playing like all games because I believe Ben Bishop was hurt. He was electric. He was so good through those playoffs and into the Stanley Cup. And he was pretty much, I mean, I believe he was playing every single night, which is so hard to do. But he was, and he was doing it super well. But I don't know what they're going to do because this past season, they called up their rookie Jake Ottinger, and he was better than Anton Khudobin. He was a highly talented prospect. But with Ben Bishop coming back, what do you do? Do you send Ottinger back down? I mean, I don't think that's good for his progression because he was better than Khudobin last year, but also Khudobin was really good. It's a good problem to have three goalies who I think are potentially top 20 goalies, all three of them. But Ben Bishop, when not hurt and doing, or when Ben Bishop went healthy, we saw is a Vezina top three. Anton Khudobin, when not battling injuries and not in his own head, because I think he was sent away from the team for something, like showing up late or something goofy, but he was the best goalie in the playoffs this past season. And going into the postseason, he was just unstoppable. But also you have this young, probably 22, 23-year-old Jake Ottinger, who I think had a 2.3 save percentage and just, or yeah. So I don't know what they're going to do. It's going to be interesting. I do hope they add another defenseman. I hope they add just another scoring center. Because they also traded away Jason Dickinson, another center on the roster. But this team is so young. It has so much potential. It just got to stay healthy. I mean, they have young guys like Rupe Hintz, Ty DeLandria. Like, let me look up Dallas Stars lines. Sorry, so Pavelski, this team has so much talent. So, like, here's a line: Rupe Hintz, Joe Pavelski, and Jason Robertson. Pavelski was also really good last year. He's a guy that I hope we continue to keep on the roster because he really is super talented. Older guy with experience, that's what you need on rosters like this. I think we did struggle with that last in the Stanley Cup. Another line, Jamie Benn, Tyler Seguin, Denis Gurianov, who had a down year, but he's also really good. Another line, Blake Comier, Radek Foxa, Alexander Radulov. Radulov barely played last year. Another few young guys, Joel Kiviranta, Tanner Kiro, and Ty DeLandria. Defense, Esa Lindell, Miro, Thomas Harley, Klingberg, Joel Hanley, Andre Sekera. Like, this team, I mean, of guys that are young, some of these guys, Jason Robertson, Rupe, Gurianov, still young, Kiviranta, Kiro, Ty DeLandria, Miro, still young, Klingberg's not old. I mean, so much potential that if they can just add the right pieces into this team, I think this is the best DFW team, best chance of making a far push out of these four teams. That's probably all I have to say about them. Let's move on to the Mavs. Obviously, Luka Doncic, he's currently playing in Slovenia, just dropped 48 for Slovenia, I think second, and that was in his Olympic debut, second most points, I think, in a game all time in the Olympics. He's really good, if you can't tell. They're just stuck in a hard position because they gave Kristaps the max. Nobody's going to take Kristaps with the max, like in a trade, unless you're just not getting much back, and at that point, is it really worth it? They don't have a ton of money to give out. I'd like Hardaway back on this team, but I don't know if they're going to be able to pay Hardaway to get back on this team. We're going to have a new head coach, Jason Kidd, as Rick Carlisle is going to the Pacers. That's going to be super weird to see. All my life that I've been watching basketball, Rick Carlisle has been the coach. Donnie Nelson was our GM, but he stepped down as well. And now our new GM is like a was a Nike exec or something that knows a bunch of players. I really don't know where they're going to go because I don't think it's going to be through free agency. I think they're going to have to do trades. I think the most ideal player you could put with Luka would be Kawhi, but I don't think Kawhi is going to come here, unfortunately, even if he leaves the Clippers. I just don't see free agents coming here. I mean, even with Luka, we just have never been able to bring in free agents. I think that's another thing. DFW teams just don't seem to bring in free agents either. It's just never been in the plans for these GMs. Like, it's just never been a good fit, or I don't know, I just don't want to play here. I don't know what it is. But anyway, Luka, obviously, he's going to get the super max, super duper max. Hopefully he signs it and we're good there for another, 5 years. Hopefully Kristaps is just going to grind his butt off this offseason, get good. Like, I see so much potential when he's not hurt and being utilized in the correct way, because it is goofy. He isn't going to back. He can get defended by a 5'9" dude in the paint who's probably going to give Kristaps issues, but he can shoot real well, jump shots, three pointers, hooks. Like, he has 20.8 rebound, 5 assists. I know it's a random stat line, but he has that potential. Alongside Luka, I just don't know what they're gonna do because they don't have cap. I mean, Tim Hardaway's been here 2 years, but I'd like to see him back, but he's gonna demand a good amount of money because he's been good, but he hasn't changed. I mean, it's basketball. You really have to bring in somebody to change your team. And I mean, let's say we re-sign everybody back. Well, we're just gonna run it back again. What happens when Kristaps gets hurt again? it's just going to be the same outcome. We're going to be a first-round exit. So, I don't know. I don't think Jason Kidd. I don't necessarily think. I think probably this is how I value coaches. I think football actually changes, like for what a coach changes for their team, like the value of the coach to the value of the team, if that makes sense. I think it's football, hockey, basketball, baseball. I'm a baseball fan, big baseball fan, but I just don't think managers are that important at all. But that's just another take, hot take, I guess. But anyway, hopefully Jason Kidd will come in and just continue to let Luka ball out. But hopefully it'll, when Kristaps is on the court, we can get him to do something different that's more efficient, better. Whatever we bring in, I don't know what we, I just don't know what we can bring in with the money that we have. Hopefully Hardaway will be back, but I don't know if he will. If we were able to somehow add Kawhi to this, I'd be the happiest person ever, because I generally do think a Luka and Kawhi team could go super far. Just because Kawhi is super clutch, super great defensively, smart player, and experienced. And Luka could use that defense, use that just a talent and ability that Kawhi has. But, I mean, I don't think we don't have more max money, so we can't just pay him the max. Because I think he's gonna, or has the potential to be a free agent. I'm not 100% sure on that, but anyway. So, I mean, we're going to see Luka ball out, but it's just going to be pointless. Whenever he balls out, drops 35 a season, and we're a first-round exit. So, hopefully we can put something around that. But I currently think, even though I went in a very interesting order, like, of what I think team is the best right now, I think for this upcoming year, counting the Rangers' current season, it'll be... I'll do best to worst. So I think this next season, I think it'll be the Stars, then the Cowboys, then the Mavs, then the Rangers, of rankings of where I think they'll be. I really do think the Stars will have a big comeback season. I do think the Cowboys are going to be good. I don't think this division has gotten that much better. Redskins, great defense. I love Fitzpatrick. I do, but I mean, how much are you going to really get from him? Eagles suck. Jalen Hurts is your quarterback, and Sirianni or whatever his name is, Sirianni, whatever that head coach is, that's a bum. The Giants, Daniel Jones, I still don't think he's good at all. They got a good defense too, but this should still be a Cowboys. They should still be able to win this division and everything, but it is the Cowboys, so we're gonna cowboy it up and probably go 8-9, because you can't even go 8-8 anymore because there's an added freaking thing. But yeah, that's DFW sports. Not a lot of love to be had, but at least I'm not like Minnesota or Detroit. If I was Detroit, I'd probably be watching not sports. That's what I would be doing. I would not be watching sports. Well, they got the Red Wings, the Lions, the Tigers. Oh my gosh, that's so bad. I feel bad for those people. But anyway, this has been the DFW Sports episode. I appreciate y'all listening to me ramble. Hoping to continue to have some good episodes out. We're going to be talking, I don't know when the order of these will come out, but we're going to be talking about all this college football stuff that's happening with Texas and OU. So you may see this episode before we talk about that, but that'll be a big episode. But anyway, thank you for listening. If you don't mind rating the episode, whatever you're confident, 5 stars would be nice. I don't even know how you do that. I think you do that on Apple. But share with your friends. This has been Teenage Sports, and goodbye.